Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
The ball right to Melton, a turnover forced by a trap by Curry. Here comes Melton down the lane, Wiggins to Curry. Curry steps to his left, takes the jumper, got it! Stephen Curry nails it to make it 122-112, and the Thunder have to call time. Draymond Green talking up Isaiah Jones. It's one thing that people don't realize about Draymond. He respects a lot of players in this league and goes out of his way to mention it to him. And he is going to be our guest here on the post-game show. He's got the headset on. Draymond, can you hear me?
Yes. What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on is a 4-1 road trip. Now, let me throw you something at you before the Boston game. I mentioned on our pregame show that night that the last three teams on this road trip had a combined record of 22-1. That's impressive to go 4-1 on this trip, man.
Absolutely. We knew coming out here it would be a very tough road trip, especially those last three games. But not only those three games. We knew Houston would be a tough one. Going to D.C., those young guys had something to play for with J.P. being traded from here and, you know, wanting to bring a certain energy to the game. And then, obviously, the three teams we played, we laid an egg the other night. So you wanted to come back and have a good bounce-back game and finish the road trip off right.
What was your key coming into this game tonight? What did you want to do?
You got to stop the point of attack. You know, they're not running some super sophisticated stuff. They're trusting in their great players. And, you know, we wanted to make sure that we were great at the point of attack with Shea and Jalen. And, you know, obviously praying for Chet. That's a different team without him. He's playing at an all-star starter level. And so, you know, him going down early in the game definitely changes things for them. But nonetheless, a great win for us.
Yeah, we always hope we want to see everybody play. And we hope that he's going to be okay, that it's nothing serious. But, Draymond, tell me, this team has come together so quickly. Why do you think that's so?
I think, you know, we got a bunch of guys that know how to play. Just guys that really understand the game. And guys that's committed to winning. You got Buddy, who's been around for a while now. Melt, who's been around for a while. Kyle, who's been around for a while. Lindy, I think he's in year 4 or 5. And you got a bunch of guys coming in that want to win. And obviously with our pedigree, we can help with that. And so they're helping us. We're helping them. We've become one really fast, and we just got to continue to grow.
35 assists on 45 buckets. You had 11 assists tonight. When the ball moves like that, usually, you know, 99 times out of 100, the Warriors win.
Absolutely. We know when we're moving the ball, we're tough. We got a lot of guys that can shoot, a lot of guys that can make plays. So when the ball's not sticking, ball's moving from player to player, it makes it a lot easier for us. And, you know, our offense is usually rolling when we're doing that.
Are you going to sign a Michigan State jersey down there?
Yes, I'm looking for a Sharpie. He gave me a Crayola marker. I'm looking for a Sharpie.
Get that man a Sharpie. Somebody hand him a Sharpie. There you go. You got one there. Hey, you know what the best thing about tomorrow is? You're going to wake up and you're our daddy hero at home.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing my family. It's been a long trip. Steph was talking about this before the game. Like, we'll take one back-to-back on the trip. It's a long trip, and they all spaced out. But nonetheless, great trip. We'll take it. Looking forward to getting home.
I wholeheartedly agree. I would have done that as well. All right, Draymond, we'll see you on the plane.
All right, thanks a lot.
Draymond Green, my guest. Warriors get the win, and what a win it was. 127-116. The Warriors shoot only 6 of 18 in the fourth quarter. They tried really hard to make it a game as the Thunder came roaring back, and that's a testament to Mark Daigneault and his team that they did not just roll over and play out the string of the fourth quarter. So I can't wait for the next two matchups between these two squads when they come to Chase Center. And it's to Chase Center where the Warriors will go as they take on Dallas on Tuesday, the return of Klay. Final score 127-116. The postgame show beckons. Well, the Warriors finish off this road trip going 2-1 the last three against the combined teams that were 22-1. Just incredible what they did. A 4-1 road trip. I mean, at the beginning of the road trip, you're thinking, okay, 2-3 maybe 3-2, and that would have been a good trip, 3-2, against the teams that they were facing. To go 4-1 on this road trip, that is an incredible road trip for the Golden State Warriors. They finish it off kind of clinging to the lead there at the end of the fourth quarter, but they win 127-116. They had a 30-point lead late in the third quarter. Our electrifying player of the game, no question, it's got to be Steph Curry, number 30. It's brought to you by Toyota, class-leading MPG, more hybrid models than any other brand. Toyota, let's go places. Steph Curry with 36 points in 36 minutes. That's a season high for him in points, season high, 7 threes. He was 7 of 13, but also the floor game, 5 rebounds, 7 assists. He had a steal and a block shot. He was a plus 21 tonight, and so he is our electrifying player of the game. Buddy Hield, in his return to Oklahoma, only game he'll play here this year, had a nasty dunk. He had 8 points and 5 rebounds and got to the 10,000-point plateau, so congratulate him for that. Warriors put up 42 in the third. That's a season high for any quarter for Golden State. And the fifth time they score at least 40 in a quarter this season. Third time they've done it in the third quarter. And a double-double for DeAnthony Melton, his fourth career, first one of the season as a Warrior. As he started, had 19 points and 10 rebounds for head coach Steve Kerr. Andrew Wiggins, 18 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. 35 assists on 45 buckets for Golden State. What a great number that is. And they hit 21 threes as they outscored the Thunder 63-33 from three. And that's a tough number to overcome. And with the 21 threes, the Warriors continue with their efforts to use their play to do some good. The Warriors will donate $10,500 to be donated to benefit local organizations and underserved youth as part of the Hoops for Kids program brought to you by Salesforce. Go to warriors.com/kids for more info. And we thank Salesforce and all of our participating sponsors. So the Warriors come away with a win tonight. That they thought was a really good game, great game for ball movement. And once Chet Holmgren left the floor, it became small ball. Trayce Jackson-Davis played only 4 minutes. Kevon Looney did not play tonight because the Thunder went super small at times with the fives they had on the floor, and really by no choice. They brought in the rookie Jones out of Weber State, who I thought really gave them a lift with his energy and his hustle. Dylan Jones did a lot of good things, and I think they found something there with the kid out of Weber State who was the Big Sky most valuable player last year. Still the best name of any conference anywhere. Big Sky. I mean, that's just, you know, so much better than a big number. Big Sky. Kind of like that. But anyway, the Thunder, I thought, did some really good things to get back into the game, but their starting unit was not good tonight. Jalen Williams, 20 points, but he was a minus 19. Aaron Wiggins, a minus 18. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was minus 11. And the Warriors did a good job switching up defenses on him, trapping him when applicable. He was 6 of 17. In fact, the Steph Curry trap on a Jalen Williams drive, I think, sealed the game because Williams turned it over, threw it right to DeAnthony Melton, and that was that. The Warriors able to put the ball game away and come away with a win. So they head home, get ready for the Dallas Mavericks and Klay Thompson. That's going to come your way on Tuesday, 6:30 airtime, 7 o'clock tip, brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Tom Tolbert will be alongside in the hometown booth at the Chase Center, so make sure you check that out. And if you're coming out, you're going to get a Captain Klay hat. Everybody will get a hat in that game, and so hopefully it'll be a fun night for Klay Thompson, fun night for the Warriors, and maybe the Warriors can get another win.